Ariel, I love this tip, and I can't believe I haven't given it on the podcast yet, because it's probably like the tip I used most frequently most
days. What is it again?
The tip is, if you're going to have like a protein shake and a blender shaker, like you should instead fill the blender shaker halfway with water, then put the powder on top of the water, and then it keeps the powder from getting like stuck at the bottom, or you have like those weird clumps that the shaker ball can't hit or anything like that.
You know what I mean? All right, we just did the tip, so let's just continue from there. So, question for you, Ned, because we're embarking on this more chill episode where I now attempt to interview you for the next 45 seconds before this episode gets too long. What protein do you usually use?
Whatever is on sale at BJ's.
And like chocolate, vanilla, like do you
truly
prefer
don't
flavor?
Have a preference. I do find that like the funky flavors, right? Like they're like, you know, every once in a while it'll be like Fruity Pebbles protein powder or whatever. Like
sure.
They get old really fast. Chocolate's like always fine. Even vanilla, yeah. Like I can't have a full thing of vanilla. It kills me by the end.
Wow. I've only been on vanilla for the last 2 months.
Really?
So that slander won't be tolerated here.
Also, like BJ's, Costco, I'm sure other places have like a peanut butter powder that I also add in that makes it like a little chocolate peanut butter. And it has a good amount of protein in it as well, which just like bumps it up a little bit.
I actually had a smoothie tip for our recording, but I'll hold it. And honestly, whatever that brand is, Fruit Ninja, is that what it's... No.
I don't... The app?
That's a game.
That's the game?
What am I thinking?
I have no idea.
That there's the... Not an app. There's the blender is called something with Ninja.
Yeah, it's just called Ninja, I think.
Okay, so it's a Fruit Ninja, though. Anyway, they should sponsor us, and we should do a week of smoothie tips, because I have a lot of them.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll leave it at that, and just hope that they find us. Thank you.
Bye.
Please tag them in the comments.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.